Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Sarah Heiner's back. Our good friend Sarah Heiner, a great member of our Brain Trust, president, CEO of Bottom Line Publications, second generation of that outstanding family-owned publishing company. I'm so proud of them. And she's the daughter of the founder, and she's been working there since she was in diapers. And also, they have the print periodicals, the twice monthly Bottom Line Personal, and of course their annuals, their big books on healthcare and all, just on the year on what happened during the last year. I encourage you to check those out. Those are beautiful books. She's our good friend Sarah. Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
So. One year I'm reading a glass of wine is good for you. The next year I'm reading alcohol is bad for you. The next year I'm reading alcohol is good for you. A little bit of alcohol in moderation is good for you. Next year is bad for you. It's like eggs and butter. You know what I mean? Remember when eggs were bad for you? Now eggs are wonderful. Remember when butter? You know you couldn't. You were like seen as a child of a lesser god if somebody thought you ate butter, you know, for God's sake. Now butter's good for you. I can't keep up.
Well, you know, this is why they say everything in moderation, including moderation. that's the fascinating thing. So wine, beer, I was prepping for our conversation this morning, and there's a piece that we published recently about the dangers of drinking, the dangers of...
I thought you were going to say you put your Bloody Mary down or something.
No, oddly, I don't drink, but for different reasons. But there's the dangers of too much beer, too much wine, and it's not a lot that is too much. Like
How much is too much?
So there was in this one study, it was in England, there was a 30-year study in England, people that had more than 4 pints of strong beer a week, and you know their beer's strong, or more than 5 large glasses of wine a week. So call that, even if it's large, so call it 10 glasses. We call it two glasses a day, right, which is what we say is healthy for your heart.
Right.
This actually, both of those levels led to hippocampal atrophy, basically degeneration of the area of the brain, which is similar to what's found in Alzheimer's. Memory loss.
So you're saying 5 glasses of wine a week?
Large glasses could
lead to that.
Could lead to that. Mm-hmm. Now, on the flip side, wine is good for your heart.
Yep.
Resveratrol, very good for your heart. So you go, okay, which is worse? Do you want to kill your head? Mm-hmm. Do you want to kill your brain?
Mm-hmm.
But the crazy thing about it, I think the bigger, broader issue, really, Jim, is about what you said, that medical learning is constantly changing, right? And you can't only look at your heart or your brain or your kidneys or your lungs. Like, it really is, how is the whole system working together? And I always get nervous when I look at studies like this and go, what else is going on for those people? Right? Are they drinking beer and not eating vegetables?
Mm-hmm. Right? Exactly. Somebody who weighs 300 pounds looking down his nose at me for drinking a glass of wine, you know?
Right.
I'm like you. If they took all the alcohol away, I could be fine. I would be okay because I drink a little wine. I drink a couple of glasses of wine a week max, really. And even though I've got a wine cellar, I might drink 15 beers a year, and I finish 12 of them. Finish three of them. I don't finish the 12 of them. And I drink. I like margaritas. I got to say, I like frozen margaritas, but I do that about once a month, you know. And so I know I'm below that moderate level.
But that's okay. You know, again, there's many different aspects to it, right?
But it stops. But here's the thing: I don't like the way it makes me feel if I drink too much, and it makes me say my brain's telling me something, right?
Right. Totally.
If you got a headache, your brain's telling you something.
It's true. Well, just to be clear, I don't have anything against drinking. I don't drink because I had a problem with where they gave me steroids years ago, so I don't do anything. I don't drink caffeine. I don't drink alcohol, nothing that messes my metabolism. So that's about my body. But it really is about balance in your life, right? Because I remember when the end of my pregnancy, the doctor said, go home, have a glass of wine if you're stressed out, right? So it's okay to ease your stress a little bit. It's
well,
okay.
I don't like that part. Right. See, I think that's where you get into problems. I don't like turning the look. If as a small business owner, if you're prone to be an alcoholic, do not become a small business owner.
Right. Well, that's true, and I'm not trying to encourage.
I kept, for 10 years. I kept thinking I should write a country music song. I wish I was a drinking man.
No, it's true. And that's, you know, after I get off the phone, I'm going to go exercise. And
exactly.
That's my version of stress.
So, but this is interesting, though. You're saying even moderate drinking, folks, the new research is showing, and moderate would be?
Well, in this study, again, 30-year study in England, four pints of strong beer or five large glasses of wine a week. More than that
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.